Welcome to another one of our life-giving and life-changing stories. Our life-giving and life-changing stories are about our life's journey and our experiences along the way. You'll hear from people who have agreed to share about one of their life events, a life event that was life-giving and life-changing. We thank you for listening and joining us on this journey.
Good morning, everyone. This is November the 19th, 2019, and I am Dana Worldjumper, pastor of the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, of Flanagan and Long Point, Illinois. Flanagan is located on Route 116 between I-39 and I-55. Long Point is 10 miles north of Flanagan. Both are farming communities. One of the great things about ministry in these communities is that I am privileged to participate in many of their activities. I am about to tell you of one such occasion that I have entitled A Joyous Surprise. In the spring of 2016, the activities director of the Flanagan Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, where I served as chaplain one day a month, was discussing with me upcoming activities for the residents. Many of the residents living there are living with mental or physical challenges. Their spouses live in their own homes outside of the center and are physically and mentally well. As we began discussing the events, the activity director asked me if it would be possible to conduct a renewal of wedding vows ceremony for the residents. I thought to myself it would be an impossible task. But as the Holy Spirit often does with me, I heard myself say, "Sure, why not?" So arrangements began. I went back to my office and pulled all my resources on weddings to see if I could find something that would be appropriate for geriatric folks for renewal of wedding vows. But I could not find anything really appropriate, so I wrote my own. Next, the activity staff began to secure the people who might be interested in the ceremony, received responses from spouses and families. The date was set for mid-May. A musician who plays for weddings and receptions was arranged as well. Thirdly, the kitchen staff baked a beautiful three-tiered wedding cake and additional sheet cakes with wedding themes. The nursing home staff decorated the cafeteria conference area with wedding-themed decorations. Several of the extremely talented volunteers made corsages for the brides and boutonnieres for the grooms. Real flowers with congratulations cards were placed throughout the rooms. I arrived at the center with my white robe and abbreviated wedding renewal vows ceremony, not really sure what to expect. This had never been done before. I didn't know what was going to happen. Boy, when I entered that conference area, it took my breath away. What a joyous surprise awaited me. I felt as though I was looking at a view of heaven. It was absolutely fantastic. All in all, 14 couples repeated their wedding vows again, complete with kisses all around, families shedding more tears than I can count, and many boxes of Kleenexes being depleted quite quickly. Families gathered around the altar where pictures were taken and cards exchanged. Cake and ice cream were enjoyed by all. I left the center that day knowing very well this was an activity I would always remember.
That's a wonderful story.
I thought
so. Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
So you mentioned that the couples were, one stayed in the facility and one did not reside there. So
correct.
I can only imagine how that must have felt for them to be able to renew their vows.
It was very special because the person living outside of the center did not really have a lot of cognitive visitation with the other spouse. And what amazed me among the whole scenario was that the people living in the nursing home itself were aware enough. They knew what was going on. And when it came time to recite their vows, do you, John, take Joan, or do you, Joan, take John? And the I do's were loud. I mean, yes, I do. I mean, do you, again, do this?
That
and
it's wonderful.
It was just one of the most memorable things. That's all I can say. It just was tremendous that many couples and their families all gathered around to witness this again.
Yes, it
was just a very, very special moment. And then everybody received gifts and the music played and, you know, and they danced. In wheelchairs, grandchildren were twirling the wheelchairs around.
Wonderful.
And it was great. You know, I will always, always remember the look on their faces and the anticipation, you know, and they knew this was important.
That's wonderful. I think it speaks to the strength of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seemed like a day that just emphasized just that.
It did.
Yeah.
And when you consider that these people were 60, 70, 80,
yes.
And we had one couple that was 92 years old.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yes. And to do this again, and
yes.
I can't say much more than I've already said. It's just was a tremendous memory.
Well, what you've shared has spoken volumes, and we appreciate you sharing. So
well,
thank you again.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Thank you.